And our New Testament reading today is from John chapter 20, verse 19 to 31. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my fingers in the marks of the nails of my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We're going to invite Helen to the screen now so that she can share her thoughts on this with us.
Hi everybody, lovely to see you, or lovely to hear you anyway. Well, here we are, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word for us today, this glorious word at the end of John's Gospel, and may our hearts ring with truths, with enthusiasm as we hear it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, I wonder if you remember a year or two ago, we were given a kind of prophetic word for St. Mary's. It was at the time when we were building up again after the pandemic, and everything was really difficult during that time, if you remember. And the word was, "Don't look back." Now, this was, of course, came from back in the Old Testament, the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot's family were being taken away or helped to escape by the angel of the Lord. And the angel of the Lord warned them, "Whatever you do, don't look back." Lot's wife looked back and was turned into a pillar of salt. Well, for our church, we were urged to move on by this prophecy in our journey of faith, and not be always hankering after pre-pandemic days. And it was a very important time for us. Sometimes, however, looking back is biblical and helpful too, especially when we make connections that help us to see the truth of God's actions. And in this passage particularly, we can begin to look back a bit. It's John's Gospel, and the newly resurrected Jesus is appearing to his disciples, and he breathes on them, saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And we can take a leap back, look back to the creation of the world and God breathing life into the nostrils of the man. Absolutely amazing. Here we have the same word for breath, Jesus breathing the Holy Spirit into his disciples, and God breathing life into the nostrils of the man he had made. And this God breathed life into humankind. Now we move on, and Jesus is beginning the work of the new creation. This isn't the first time creation, this is a new creation, by breathing new life into his disciples, and so that they may spread his breath, his new life, in the world. And this new life through the breath of the Holy Spirit will heal the effects of humankind's rebellion against God. Well, actually, this little passage is the disciples getting an early commissioning from Jesus. I say early because it preempts Matthew's great commission at the end of Matthew 28. Do you remember? Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Here in our reading from John, Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. And as if these truths aren't enough, we have more revealed by our old friend, doubting Thomas. Never mind about being the twin and stuff, but doubting Thomas, we always call him, don't we? For some reason, Thomas wasn't around on that first day of the week, the resurrection day. So he missed seeing Jesus, having Jesus breathing breath into him and so on. And he says he refuses to take on the testimony of the other disciples unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe. Wow. Thomas is so 21st century, isn't he? He won't believe unless he has proof. He's a rationalist. He's got a scientific mindset, if you like, 2000 years ago. Show me the empirical evidence and I may believe. Well, I suspect that many of us have met people who have real difficulty in believing in Jesus Christ because of this real rationalist mindset. Anyway, Jesus does show him, doesn't he? And then Thomas cries out, my Lord and my God. And from being a confirmed skeptic to a confirmed believer in one step. And here we once again have permission to look back. We go back to the beginning of this very gospel, John's gospel, to the prologue. That's chapter one. And John writes, in the beginning was the Word. And we know that was the Word was logos in Greek. And the Word actually is Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Well, Thomas is actually the first person in John's gospel to look at Jesus of Nazareth and call him God. Thomas's witness is really important because, you know, he's a known skeptic. And for a known skeptic to be convinced so definitely makes the evidence, well, we could say incontrovertible. So we hear the testimony. And as John's gospel goes on to say, it's not only Thomas's testimony we hear, its testimony is all through the gospel. The whole of the gospel is actually written so that we might step over that line and believe. And so his testimony is really important. And we're particularly blessed, of course, because we haven't seen, you know, Thomas saw, he did have the proof, but we have nothing. We have no empirical evidence, if you like. We believe, we have faith in what we don't see. And that is a particular blessing for each one of us. And when we come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, then we're filled with the breath, that breath of the Holy Spirit. And we have that abundant new life in his name. And of course, this isn't where our Christian journey ends. In fact, it's just the beginning. It doesn't end with our feeling good because we're full now of new life. No, it doesn't. We are commissioned just as the early disciples were commissioned. We are sent out with the message of new life on our lips and witness showing in our transformed lives. That is indeed Easter joy. And you know, our stories are just as important as Thomas's testimony, actually. Our stories may, of course, be a theological tome. You may be able to persuade somebody to believe by telling them all the facts, you know, and everything. Or you may have a word. And, you know, loads of people will ask you, oh, what, how did you get on at Easter? What was the Easter holidays like? Well, you've got a word, haven't you? I worshipped. I went to church or I went online and I worshipped. I did my devotions in Holy Week. Whatever you've done, whatever you think might interest them. You know, it was fabulous. You know, the confetti cannon on Easter Day, the balloons that we had in the aisle, the kids all playing with these massive balloons. It was wonderful at St. Mary's on Easter Day. Well, there's a tale to tell. But it may be that your message might be something completely different. Or it may be that you've visited someone and heard a story that's important. And you can bring prayer into it or Jesus into it. That's your story. Your story is really important. And, you know, our skeptical, violent, divided world so needs to hear the message of love and healing, reconciliation, forgiveness, peace, hope, and new life through Jesus Christ. And Jesus doesn't expect us to bring the light of his love to the whole world. Well, not today anyway. Or indeed, the light of his love to Hanwell or the town where you live. Not just today. How about shining his light on one person at a time? One person that we might meet in our everyday encounters. You know, a word, a prayer. Don't people just love to know that you're praying for them? If you can, if you've got the words, and you could pray for them right there in the park or wherever you meet them. If that feels a bit too much, then you could just say, I'll pray for you. And they love that. Nobody will say, don't, whatever you do, don't pray for me. They'll never say that. And that's really important. Then there's a smile, you know, the smile as we meet people along the street. How many people did you say Happy Easter to on Easter Day? And then there's the invitations. You know, we have a barbecue later on in the season at church. That's an easy thing to invite people to. Something where they may encounter the love of Jesus's people and the love of Jesus himself. And then, of course, acts of service. Given in love. So all I can say really is, let's go to it. This is our Easter Easter message, really. I send you out in my name. As the Father sent Jesus, so Jesus sends us out in his work of transformation. Let me pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Breathe on us, we pray, with your breath of new life, not only for our own transformation, but we may be inspired to spread the new life of Jesus in the world, individually and through the mission and ministry of our fellowship at St. Mary's. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Helen, thank you so much. As always, great to hear from you. We will continue our service in prayer and we'll see you here later on this morning. Thanks a lot.
Bye.